I'm Beth Massey, and I'm here with Charles Lowell, a software developer, engineer, and test intern on the .NET team. How's it going, Charles?
It's going great. Glad to be here.
So you decided on a QA, basically. Testing is testing organization. So that's kind of why I was not rolling off my tongue there, folks, but that's what it is. So tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what school do you go to and how did you get into the internship program here at Microsoft?
Well, I'm currently working on a master's degree in computer engineering.
Cool.
Because it's part of a career change for me.
Okay.
My undergrad degree is actually in history.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I was always interested in computer science, but I took a different path when I got to university. And I guess my last job before trying to get this master's was teaching English in Korea.
Wow.
And, yeah. That was great.
That sounds like a really, like a big adventure, actually.
Yeah, Seoul is a fantastic town. I recommend it.
Cool.
But I didn't think I wanted to teach English forever. Okay. So I recognized I had to come back. And I was looking at my graduate school options and thinking, what am I going to do next, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe I'd try to be a history professor, but then I have to get a PhD in history. And what I always wanted to do was something more technical, something with computers. I grew up with computers. I still remember my first machine, an old 486, ran DOS 5.
Okay. I got one of those.
Yeah, that was a challenge, but it made me learn a lot.
So you kind of got interested in programming when you were young, and then...
Yeah, well, it started out with just trying to make the machine work,
okay,
which was difficult with DOS 5, actually. And yeah, then I played around with some BASIC and a little bit of C, but
okay.
I set it all aside after high school for history, I suppose,
okay.
History of music, but... Anyway, when I was looking for a graduate program to get into, I thought that it would have been great if I had just done computer science to begin with, because then I'd have a more clear career path, I'd know what to do. And once I already had the degree, there seemed no way into computer science.
Okay.
I couldn't just go for a master's in CS right away. It's
right.
Difficult. I mean, as a history major, I took one math class.
Okay.
So I was missing the background. But Boston University has a program that helps people with non-technical degrees get master's in engineering, so
Once
I found that, you know, I started doing the planning, and eventually I did go, and I went. So
cool, very cool. So, and then Microsoft comes out to colleges, I know, and
right.
kind of recruits interns,
yeah.
And then you kind of landed the internship. Is this your first one here, or have you been
it's
at Microsoft?
My first one.
It's your first one, cool. So you're on the .NET team. Which area of the team are you working on?
I'm on the .NET ecosystem
team. Yeah. Cool, that's interesting. So what are you working on?
Well, I'm working on an extension for Visual Studio.
Okay.
The problem is that we have many different .NET platforms, and if you have an application that you're targeting some .NET platform with, it's not clear how portable it is across other platforms.
Right, okay.
I mean, maybe you could look through your code and you could try to see if it compiles. Or
you could, that's usually the way you go.
Go through MSDN to see what's supported where.
Right.
It's definitely not easy, especially if you have a lot of code.
Okay, yeah. So you're working on something that's going to help us
right.
as developers figure out...
There's a web service we already have,
okay.
which can take the metadata from an assembly
mm-hmm.
and figure out what types are being referenced and what methods are being called, and then take those results and compare them to a catalog of APIs.
Okay.
So this web service can figure out which platforms you can target and how successfully and where the gaps are when
okay.
they exist.
Okay, cool.
So the tool I'm making is a Visual Studio extension that interfaces with that web service for you.
Okay, got it. So just, what is it, analyze your assembly and figure
yep.
out okay, which platforms it would be portable to?
Right.
Okay, got it.
And gives you a breakdown of the gaps.
You want to give it a show and tell there?
So there are two workflows. First of all, maybe you have a third-party library you depend on.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not much you can do with that. You don't even have the source.
Right.
Right. But because it's a managed assembly, we can get the metadata out of it and pass it to this web service and figure out where the gaps are.
Okay.
So first you choose whatever platforms you're interested in. In this case, I'm just looking at portable Windows options.
Okay.
And then you go to Analyze menu and Analyze Portability. And let's say that we're dependent on this JSON library. So I'll just run the analysis on it, and I get back an HTML report. The summary just tells me what assemblies it's been run on and gives me a quantification of how portable it is on my target platforms. And then the table breaks down every type that I use and all the members that are called.
Okay.
And shows me where they're supported and where they aren't. And whenever possible, if there's a simple recommended fix, those are provided here as well for you.
Cool.
give you some guidance as to what to do.
I like that. So the extension adds those menu options. Is that basically it? You just pick the DLLs that you wanted to analyze, and right. it spits out this report.
In the case that you're analyzing a pre-built assembly you haven't got a project for.
Okay, got it. Cool. I dig it. So how's the project? Has it been fun doing this?
Oh, it's been great. I actually really enjoyed it. You know, I was a little bit surprised. I came in as a tester intern.
Yeah.
And instead I'm building a product. I promise I'm also testing it.
I was like confused if you were developer or test, but right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I know the roles are actually changing a little bit here at Microsoft. I know it's different. So did you want to show us how you wrote the code, or did you just kind of...
Actually, there's more that's possible with it.
Okay.
So cool. The one thing we've seen here is if you have a pre-built assembly. Okay. So that's how you would get an analysis of this portability.
Okay.
But if you actually have a project, you have code you're working on, you can run an analysis on that and get source mappings back to your problem invocations.
Okay.
So in this case, I just have a Metrolog framework I got off of GitHub. We'll take a look at their console sample app here. If I right-click on it, I can go to FXCOPS Analyze menu here. And I added another analysis command to run the portability analysis.
Okay.
And that will give me the same HTML report, but slightly more useful. It'll also make a list in the errors window here of all the problem sites that could be identified with source mappings.
Okay.
And if I double-click these, it will navigate right back to them.
Oh, cool.
So.
There it is. All right, yep. Sweet.
So it tells me where they're not supported, what the problem is. If there's a suggestion, it's also included in line here. I can also filter these to get one. So for example, here it's telling me that I should either remove this or use a different call, and I can go right to the source where it's a problem. So
okay.
If you decide to fix up your application, make it more portable, mm-hmm. This is a much easier way to figure out what has to be done.
I like how it suggests the fix here. Yeah. That's pretty nice, too.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. How did you do that?
What it actually does is the metadata is collected out of the assembly as usual, but using CCI.
Okay.
In order to get the source mappings, actually, we need a PDB. So make sure you build a debug to mm-hmm. get a PDB. Debug. And then the PDB is parsed using DIA in order to get the source mappings.
Okay, what's DIA?
DIA is, what is DIA? It's the debug interface. I don't know.
Okay. we're really good at Microsoft with acronyms.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
MSDIA, it's debug okay. information something or other.
Okay.
Anyway, it's what the debugger uses to get things like source mapping.
Okay, got it. Okay, cool. So you just took advantage of that here?
Right.
Okay.
Because that's installed with Visual Studio.
Okay.
Use that
it.
To get cool. this information.
Cool. I see it.
Another cool thing is, if you happen to have the Power Tools, the Productivity Power Tools extension installed, for free you get squiggles on your problem locations.
Oh, cool.
So I know that this project has problems, and I can break them out into a window like that. Or if a particular file has a problem, I can get it right here.
Nice.
Double-click on that for navigation.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
So what do you recommend, so when you identify these problems, maybe... There's suggestions, some of them are suggestions. Are all right. of them have suggestions? Or?
No, not okay. all of them.
So that's what I was assuming.
Yeah.
So what do? You have to escape the code and make sure you check the platform first kind
yeah,
of thing? Or refactor that?
If there's
that?
A problem with no suggestion, then it's a matter of architecture, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. So it's up to you to refactor.
Then it's up to you to okay. refactor, get into documentation, figure out what to do.
Okay, cool. But at least you can identify the areas.
Right.
That's nice. So this is good if you have code that's running, say, on maybe one platform, and you're thinking about trying to target another, and you want to reuse as much as possible, this will just give you an analysis right away
right.
where
it's
you have to start.
Tells you where the problems are and where to start.
Got yeah. it. Cool. That's actually really useful. So it's not released yet? Is it released? The
no.
tool?
Okay. Not released yet.
Not yet, but it will be.
It will be. Published to the gallery. Yes.
Okay, cool. So we will make sure we let everybody know when it's available. I'm not going to say when. still work. It's a work in progress still. Cool. Awesome. Well, I just wanted to, encourage all the students out there by, making the rounds with the interns that if they're really considering, a career in computer science, to be an intern. I mean, it doesn't matter at Microsoft. I think you get a lot of real world experience, mm-hmm. right? When you really work in a for a manager in a team on some real meaty stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, cause I mean, school is, you know, you don't get experience like that at school.
Right. Right. At school, it's always projects that are toys in some way.
Yeah. Homework.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is not a toy.
This is not homework. This is your job. So, yeah. So, that. So what about your experience with, like, the, you know, Seattle area, that kind of thing? Are you enjoying it here?
Seattle, actually, I'm at least a little bit in love with.
Okay, cool.
I don't know about the summer. It's kind of blindingly bright with the sun all the time.
So you're going to love Seattle. You're going to love Redmond. So
when I interviewed back in November, it was just beautifully gray.
Great. Awesome. So, yeah, you'll fit right in this climate, I'm sure. So, well, Charles, thank you very much to take some time, and maybe we'll check up on you next time. And when this really does release, maybe we'll do another video. How about that? That sound good?
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.